I'm proud to announce that 29 votes have been cast for the Honorable Joseph Robinette Biden, Jr. of Delaware for President of the United States.
Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie announced the results for president, with Senate Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins announcing the vote for vice president.
29 votes have been cast for the Honorable Kamala D. Harris of California for vice president of the United States.
The 29 electors and a few key staff met in the Capitol's Assembly Chamber, the largest gathering space in the building with a capacity to hold over 1,000 people. Plexiglass barriers separated Governor Andrew Cuomo, who led the proceedings, from other electors, including former President and First Lady Bill and Hillary Clinton, Attorney General Tish James, and Comptroller Tom DiNapoli. Cuomo previously said the electors needed to meet in person and not remotely to prevent President Donald Trump, the losing candidate, from taking court action to try to invalidate New York's election results. The president has already filed numerous unsuccessful lawsuits over the November elections. The governor commented, though, on the strangeness of the shortened proceedings.
This pandemic, these masks, this physical configuration are a stark reminder to the nation that government matters and leadership matters, and good government can not only improve people's lives, but can literally save people's lives. So today, let the people choose our government and let us move forward.
Not among the electors, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. He briefly ran in the Democratic presidential primary against Biden before dropping out of the race. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.